Tuesdays, Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach, and Ray Christian, CEO of the Textbird app. He has brought in the juiciest, the most salacious, the most provocative questions from the Textbird app this week for us to dissect and deliver thoughtful advice, but modern advice. You ready, Ray?
Let's do some technically dating.
Technically dating. Boom.
What do you have in the Textbird vault for us?
We're getting good at that. Okay, we got some exquisite Q&A today. Are you ready, Damona?
Let's do it. Yes, I'm so ready.
All right, so we have a young lady from Sweden. She says, I'm 19 and I have a date next week with a guy that's 11 years older than me. How wrong is it, or is it acceptable? My friends have mixed emotions about it, but say that I finally have met a man and not an immature boy that most of the boys are in my age. Help me out. Should I go on this date, Damona, or cancel?
Okay, so she's 19. So just the question to me, asking should I go out on the date and cancel, to me shows that she's possibly not in the same mental space as a, I have to do math now, 30-year-old man. You made me do math. Shame on you. So I would say, look, go on the date. I do think in some respects age is just a number. You have to see. But at that particular age that she is at, there's a big difference between 19 just coming out of high school and 30 probably at the midpoint or, you know, set up in your career, right? What do you think?
As you know, I work at the incubator at UCLA at the Textbird office, and I see 18 and 19-year-olds all the time. They look like malnourished babies. They are just so young, and it's. I look at them, I'm like, did I look like that when I was 19 and a freshman in college?
You didn't have that beard then.
I did not have this.
Now
this
you
beard.
Have your Movember beard.
I got my mountain man look.
You couldn't have even grown that at 19, probably.
It was very patchy. So I think that, yes, age is just a number, but I think until a certain point, it's not. Like 15 and a 26-year-old, age is not just a number. That is illegal.
Statutory
and someone,
rape.
Someone's going to jail.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, so but just... I do know that. That's statutory rape.
So,
but 19, that's legal age.
Here's what I would say. They say a lot. They say that 11 years actually is the cutoff point because that's a generational difference where you guys just won't be able to connect on stuff. Like, I can't date girls if they haven't ever seen Saved by the Bell. It just ain't going to happen. But I think... And 26 years old is when the brain actually finally finishes growing, which is why I don't date girls younger than 26. So I think after 26, age is just a number. Under that, you're just asking for trouble. So yes, just cancel the date.
Why cancel though? She made a commitment. She should follow through. She should at least go on the date and then say, I think the age gap between us is... Too big for a relationship.
Okay, so maybe.
But you're cute. Like, why ruin that guy's night? Why damage his ego?
Canceling dates is like the new cool thing to do.
Wait, so, why is that guy wanting to go out with a 19-year-old anyway?
That's what I'm saying. There's something weird going on there.
Something weird.
Shall we move on?
Uh-huh. Give me something else that's weird.
All right. So, okay, this one, we're going to get real hot and heavy. You ready for this one? Buckle your seatbelts.
I'm going to be. Buckle your chastity belts.
This one is from a young lady from Beantown, Boston, Massachusetts. By the way.
Why do they call it Beantown? I'm sorry. I don't know that.
I don't know, but most of my girlfriends are from Boston.
Oh.
And I don't know if that means I should continue dating girls from Boston because I obviously have a proclivity, or if I should stop doing it because I keep breaking up with girls that are from Boston.
I wouldn't read into it that much.
They're just so witty and sarcastic. Anyways, to our question, she says, so my guy won't go down on me. We've talked about it, and he always says he will, but then he never does.
He just forgets.
He says it's not disgust. He says he's just not used to doing it. Any thoughts on why he doesn't do it and how to approach getting him to go down, Damona?
Who put the disgust word out there? Like, I feel like that's already putting a
connotation on it.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, okay, she's how old? It doesn't say. Let's assume she's between 18 and 24, okay? I'm just guessing this because of the sexual experience that she's at. And I would say he's probably intimidated because he doesn't know what the heck he's doing. And if he's never done it before, he doesn't want to make a fool of himself. So I would say she needs to give him a little bit of a tutorial to let him know that even if he doesn't do it perfectly the first time, she is a safe training space for him.
That's a good call. Make it feel comfortable. And I mean, I've had to coach girls that I've dated on what I like. Everybody likes something different or things a little bit different. So why not just communicate and give pointers? But if he's scared to do it because he doesn't want to embarrass himself, that's kind of a weak thing. Like, just get out there. If you're a man, just blaze the path. I don't care if it's this particular subject or something else. Just go for it and try and learn.
Okay, do you remember the first time you did it?
Yes. And actually, that's a whole nother ball of wax because I was a little bit traumatized. But
I bet you were scared, right?
Yes. No, I wasn't scared. I was more...
No. You're like a confident man. You wouldn't be scared.
It was like Christmas morning. I was like, oh, what's going on?
It was traumatizing. Female ejaculation traumatizing?
No, it was I'll put it this way. The olfactory senses were being stimulated in a certain way that was not exactly pleasant.
It was overwhelming.
It was a little bit overwhelming, and I assumed all of them stimulate the olfactory senses in that way.
And that wasn't...
And I was a little bit... I mean, I was 15 or 16. It was a little bit jarring.
Whoa! You just said you were 15 or 16?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. DC.
Oh, come on.
Happened. Not, oh, come on.
A 15 or 16-year-old boy, you don't think freshmen and sophomores in high school are exploring themselves sexually? Like, we can get on our high horse about it, but it's happening.
That was like when I had my first kiss, Ray. You're a couple generations ahead of me, it sounds like.
Well, if that jars you, you should see what the kids these days are doing.
I know. I've seen Snapchat.
What I will say to her, to this young lady from Beantown, is... You know what? It sounds like he is bojangling around, as my friends from D.C. used to say, which is he's...
Also never heard that.
He's dragging his feet.
Bojangling.
So you know what? if he's not doing it, he keeps saying he will, fight fire with fire. Hold out on what he wants. Don't go down on him. Don't even give him sex until he does that. Because this is an important part, I think, of a healthy sex life, is both people reciprocating.
Getting their needs met. Yeah, I'm totally with you. Let's do one more question before the break.
Okay. This is from a young lady, or maybe not young. There's no age, actually. She says, Damona, my ex's birthday is coming up, and I wanted to get him a present. Nothing special since we aren't together, but I do still like him. Should I or shouldn't I?
Girlfriend, you know the answer to this question. You should not. You should not, especially because you said, I do still like him. I don't know if she meant like in the we're buds, you know, definition of it, or if she meant like him, like him. But it's just too complicated. And you know what? I've been in this situation myself, too, where I think I told this story on the show once before, but I had somebody that broke up with me right before his birthday, and I had planned this whole lavish thing, and I went through it with it anyway. And then I just felt like crap after and felt like I was an idiot. So you're just going to, it's not going to make you feel good. There are times when giving doesn't feel good. And I think this is one of those times.
That's so true. It seems like a great idea beforehand. And then you've given the gift and you're like, and you don't get the response you want. And you just feel weird inside. Follow-up question to you. What about the happy birthday text or call to an ex?
What is the desired outcome? Because if she's sending it, is it just to make him feel good on his birthday? And where did the relationship end, leave off? Because, you know, the way I kind of feel like you sometimes people put information out there and then don't think about the way it lands for the other person. Maybe he doesn't want to get a text from you or a present from you. Maybe that would be too emotional for him. So it's not fair to do that to him either, and it's not fair to you to do that.
So let the sleeping dogs lie with an ex. Don't stimulate, don't hit them up, don't do anything.
It also depends on how much time has passed, but if she's still having feelings for him, it's just too complicated. Until she can be completely thinking of him friend zone, it's just muddying the waters.
So through a technical glitch, my ex from 5 years ago, her birthday is just apparently permanently embedded in my calendar on my iPhone.
Permanently?
And I can't delete it. I've tried every way.
That's just how she wanted it.
It's like, yes. It's a virus. And so I get the little note saying, oh, it's Jacqueline's birthday. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should wish her a happy birthday. But I kind of like what you're saying, which is before sending anything, a text, a birthday present, whatever, what's the outcome you want? Do I want her to say, hey, thanks? Or do I want to start talking with her? The answer is no. Why send anything?
Exactly. Think about the outcome. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's more Technically Dating. You have some more salacious stories to share, and we will get you answers to your dating dilemmas. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman. This is my co-host, Ray Christian, the CEO of the Techspert app, and we will both be back after these messages.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-817-6251. 800-817-6251. That's 800-817-6251. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.